house under a burning sky. I've seen oceans, oceans of water. I've seen the way I'll die. Time walks around sideways. And I've driven a whole day and I hardly even remember what I've seen. I know the faces of the people I love. I know the faces of the people I love. I know the wet in the air, maybe rain. I know the sky ahead of this car. So we're walking over mountains.
This really horrible fucking rainstorm. Just feel I'm just blinded by it. I had to pull over the side of the road a couple of times. Somewhere up in the mountains in Tennessee. And I have to keep the windows closed because it's raining so hard, but then the inside of the car fogs up, lit up with these huge slashes of bright light. But it's kind of beautiful, all the headlights of the other cars coming from the opposite direction. Big trucks, and sometimes the sky will flash and it'll stay lit for a few seconds. Sound of the wind and the sound of the rain. Wow. That was wild. Big fucking slash of light. I think we had to have gone through the worst part of it, because now the sky, it seems like it's a few hours earlier. I mean, it's 8:30 in the evening. There's some light in the sky over to the left. There's a rest stop coming up, if I can make it to that. Fucking asshole car blocked off my exit. Wow. Oh, I think the worst is behind us. Quite beautiful. That was a very intense storm. It's looking a little clear now. Still raining, but now I'm hitting a point in the mountains that it looks like it's like 5 o'clock in the evening, or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, late afternoon. And I just came out of what seemed like 11:30 at night. I can't believe it was the rain that did all that. Still lightning. Some jack-off in a car just overtook me and then is now riding right in front of me. I mean, I could spit on him, he's so close. So he's just showering my windshield with water. Dickhead. Sometimes I wonder if I want to die or not. I mean, if I wasn't faced with this virus, how much would I want to live? I mean, I remember Peter voicing those feelings. But I know I want to live. I mean, this is, at the moment, the road is reflecting this bright part of the sky that's up ahead. And all the trees have receded into, it's like this thick dark green bordering both sides of the roads, and there's a gray cloud right at the end of the road, and then above that some strips of white pulling through the sky, and there's this blue. It's really beautiful cobalt, very light with a lot of gray in it, and then above that more dark clouds in front of a strip of bright white cloud line, and then the gray heaven. And it's really quite beautiful. I hate giving words to things like this or moments like this, but I feel very much alive. and happy that I'm here witnessing all this. And I'm amazed. I feel like I've cheated death this long. I'm just amazed that I'm still here. And I hope I'll be here for years and years to come. This is sometime in May in 1989. Driving a car to California. Somewhere between Knoxville and Nashville, Tennessee. I'm somewhere in Arkansas, standing inside a part of a woods, not far from an interstate. It's about 7 o'clock in the morning, maybe 6 o'clock in the morning. I can't tell about the time change. Some sweet birds out here. Some big trucks. See you later, Gator.